Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Orlando Scandrick, former NFL player, of course, is with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Host of the Believe in Cowboys podcast on the Believe Podcast Network. Orlando, how are you, man? Thank you for joining us.
I'm doing good. Good.
Orlando, Dallas so far, offense has been great. Defense has been terrible. Do we expect that to stay the same as they play the Browns? Do you expect defense to get better, the offense to regress a little bit? What say you on that?
I expect the defense to play a little bit better this week because I don't think the Browns are very explosive when it comes to their vertical passing game. I think they have a phenomenal two-headed monster at running back in Chubb and Hunt. But I also do think the Browns have a phenomenal front seven. So I look for the Browns to put a lot of pressure on the Cowboys' offensive line, put a lot of pressure on them offensively. I look for them to, you know, be able to slow the Cowboys down this Sunday.
How do you think Dak's doing this year?
I think he's doing phenomenal. I think he's being asked to throw the ball a lot. I think his stats are great. But I think when you look at the category that mainly matters is the winning. In the losing category, I don't think he's doing well at all.
No doubt. We're talking with Orlando Scandrick, host of Believe in Cowboys podcast. Orlando, you know, so far, obviously, he's thrown for a ton of yardage. And Ezekiel Elliott's yards per carry, you know, is down. Is that – what do you make of that? Is it on him? Is it on the offensive line? Are they too pass-happy right now? What do you make of Elliott's yards per carry not being great to this point?
That's just who they are, you know. Everyone was waiting to see what their identity would be, and they're a three-receiver set, pass-first team.
You have those receivers now. You think Dak is that the way this team can win? They're not winning right now, but you now are more of a pass – go ahead.
I don't think any team can win pass-first. I don't think that's the recipe for winning football in the National Football League. It's been a long time since you've seen a team win pass-first.
I mean, the Chiefs did it last year, didn't they?
I mean, Mahomes – they weren't pass first. Mahomes missed four games. They had a great running game. They had, if you look in the Super Bowl, Damian Williams ran the ball great. Of course, they're going to be more pass heavy. But when you just statistically pass first, Dallas is the number one team in the NFL in attempts, the number one team in completions, the number one team in yards. That's pass first. They're one of the worst teams in the NFL right now.
Right. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I'm just thinking. I mean, Damian Williams didn't really have a particularly good year last year. I get what you're saying. You never want to be first in pass attempts. I agree with you there.
Damian Williams wasn't a 1,000 or 1,300 yard rusher, but when you look at yards per attempt and when you run the ball when you have to, the Chiefs control the line of scrimmage. If you looked at last Monday's game against the Ravens, they control the line of scrimmage. If you looked at the first game of the year when they were playing the Texans on the opener, they controlled the line of scrimmage.
Right.
The Cowboys aren't controlling the line of scrimmage. They're getting down by 15 points. And then teams are playing soft zone coverage and they're throwing it around. Then they're getting past the 50 and they're throwing it deep and getting a lot of yards.
So what is it, the game plan? I mean, is the offensive line that's leading to this? What's your take on that?
They don't even run it enough. They ran it with Zeke 13 times. They don't run it enough to give him a chance.
What's McCarthy been like? How's he been received by fans?
I just think this doesn't look any different. The Dallas Cowboys doesn't look any different than it did under Jason Garrett. 2 years ago, Dak Prescott, they had the number one offense in the NFL. They've always had a top-tier offense, but it's because they put so many resources and so much money into their offense, they're going to be statistically good.
We're talking with Orlando Scandrick. You mentioned the Browns front. Obviously, you know, Myles Garrett is the leader there. He's certainly the best player in their front. And talk about that matchup between Myles Garrett, if you will, and the Cowboys offensive line. What do you think their game plan should be to try to slow him down?
I think that they should just, you know, put a lot of pressure on those tackles. They're playing with backup tackles.
Yeah.
Allow Myles Garrett to rush. Allow Olivier Vernon to rush. Allow Sheldon Richardson to rush. And just play fundamentally sound defense. You don't have to do too many things. Win on first down, win on second down, and allow your rushers to rush on third down.
We're talking with Orlando Scandrick, a former NFL player, joining us now, talking from the host of Believe in Cowboys podcast and the podcast network. Orlando, in this, you know, you look, the Cowboys are, despite their 1-2 start, they're not in a bad situation because of this division. Obviously, Philly's 0-2-1. Washington, they stink, but they're, you know, they're 1-2. So there's plenty of time for them to turn it around. Do you still feel like they can win, they are likely to win this division?
There's a lot of time to turn around. There's a lot of things that can happen. Hopefully the Cowboys get healthy. Hopefully they don't suffer more injuries. I think that before they can think about winning a division, I think they need to focus on getting better at 1 week at a time. They need to find some things that they can get better at. They need to improve their run defense. They need to improve their pass defense. They need to improve their third down defense. Offensively, they need to be able to protect the quarterback, win first downs, get a running game going, become more balanced.
Orlando, what are your thoughts on Baker Mayfield 3 years in?
I've been very critical of Baker Mayfield. I think Baker Mayfield stinks. I think he stinks because I don't think he does any type of self. He has no self-awareness. I don't think he knows what he is. I think he's a very, very confident kid, and you know, you'd like those things in him. But when you look at what he does, he doesn't protect the ball. He misses a lot of wide open guys, and he has a tendency to, when he feels any type of pressure, to roll right.
Yeah. You think he stinks? Think that's got, not a little harsh?
Yeah.
Or sorry,
yeah,
roll left. I think. I mean, what has he? What's his record? Can you give me his record in 3 years?
It's not great, but I mean, listen, I'm not the biggest Baker defender here, but a stink seems a little strong, though.
He's gotten two coaches fired.
You put that all on him?
I mean, who else do you want to put it on?
Maybe the coaches weren't any good?
He touches the ball every snap.
Yeah. So when a coach gets fired, it's always the quarterback's fault in your mind?
When your coach gets fired and you're forced to play the number one player in the draft, and then you get new coaches and the same thing continually happens over and over, I want one of you guys to just get up in your studio and just run into the wall for me and do it three times and then see if the result's different on the fourth.
I mean, in fairness, he's only four games under 500 for a franchise that has been pretty awful.
Only four games under 500? 8-8 doesn't even make the playoffs. Jason Garrett.
I know
fired
that, but
he had 8-8.
I hear you, but this Orlando, come on. You know this franchise has been the worst franchise in football. Again, I'm not a big Baker defender, but I'm saying he stinks. What's that?
He doesn't take care of the ball.
No, you're right. That's true. But he is coming off two good games in a row. I mean, it's against lousy teams, but he has played better the last 2 weeks.
I'm not a Baker Mayfield fan.
You don't think he has a chance?
He has a chance if he himself works at it, but I mean, you see the same things from him every time.
Yeah.
In the pocket, his presence, if he feels any type of pressure, he's not going to step up and get hit. He's not going to step up and fight a guy. He's going to start rolling out and condensing the field.
Mm-hmm. You think if he decides to just kind of be that game manager, he'll have a chance?
I mean, I would with the amount of talent that the Browns have, it's no way he should be four games under 500. He's been surrounded by more talent with the Cleveland Browns than any quarterback that I can remember in a long time.
That is true. I mean, not really in 2018, but certainly the last 2 years. I would agree with you there. Orlando, we appreciate the time, man. Thanks for joining us.
All right, thank you.
All right, Orlando Scandrick.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.